Dear friends, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the core and center of our faith. Had the Lord not been risen from the dead, our faith, our belief, would be in vain. Thus spoke St. Paul. We believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and that way we assure that the cross was not the final word in the story of Jesus of Nazareth. It is not only interesting but necessary to read the entire Bible in this perspective. I mean, recognizing that the resurrection was in some ways, in different ways, presented, announced, prophesied in different times by different people. In the Old Testament, for example, the return from the exile was a sort of image of what one day would come. The people of God experienced new life, and they were able to recognize that only God was so powerful to keep them alive, or even better, to give them new life. And that was an image of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That was a sort of anticipation of the resurrection. As the exile was a sort of announcement of the death of Jesus, the return from the exile was an announcement of the resurrection. Therefore, we can learn so many things about the resurrection if we read the pages of the Old Testament in this perspective. That is the case, in particular, with the sentence we came across in the first reading. The city shall be filled with boys and girls playing in its streets. Old men and old women, each with staff in hand because of old age, shall again sit in the streets of Jerusalem. This is a city, this is the vision of a city full of life. This is the living city of God. This is new life brought to Jerusalem by the powerful hand of the Lord. Of course, that had to seem impossible in the eyes of the Israelites. But the Lord answers, even if this should seem impossible in the eyes of the remnant of this people, shall it in those days be impossible in my eyes also? The God we believe in is the God that makes impossibles true, come true. This is the Lord that beats what looked as impossible. Can you count how many barren women were healed and after were happy mothers in the scripture? Can you count them? And that seemed impossible, but the Lord made it. We could say that the Lord is happy overcoming what seems impossible. The Lord is boundless in His love, boundless in His power, boundless in the wisdom of His plans. And this appears specially when He makes what looked impossible. In each one of us, there is something that seems impossible. Can you think of yourself as a saint? A real saint? That would be new life for you. How many times we say, I'm not a saint, I'm not a saint. And we say that as keeping for ourselves the right to do mistakes or to behave or to misbehave, I mean. And the Lord wants His people holy. He wants you holy. Can you imagine yourself as a saint? Can I imagine myself as a saint? Probably that's my impossible. But besides, can you imagine, after seeing the corpse of someone descending into the grave, can you imagine new life in his or her body? I'm not speaking of the immortality of the soul. I'm speaking of the living body of a person whom you saw descending into the grave. Can you imagine that? That seems impossible. But our Lord is the doer of impossible things. He is the one who is able to overcome what looked impossible. And the resurrection of Christ is the central proof, is the central testimony of this power, love, and wisdom of God. And we can recognize signs pointing to this big proof, to this big demonstration of love. We can pick up signs pointing to the resurrection of Christ in so many places of the Scripture, in so many places of our own history. My friends, what we receive from the altar is the living body of Jesus Christ. What we communicate from the altar is the living body of Christ, the body which is alive and giving life, giving the life of holiness, giving the life, the eternal life that we all will celebrate, will share in heaven.